Donald's view.
What's the difference between a saver and an investor? Years ago, a friend of mine who is Jewish told me the answer to this question. Moses invests, Jesus saves. I don't know if that will be of any help to us, but it could be an answer to think about on many levels. I see investors as being active savers. Investing is a way to make money, and it may not happen overnight, but saving definitely takes time to pay off. The returns are much higher if you invest your money rather than save it. An investor takes big steps into the bank and big steps out of the bank. A saver takes big steps in and small steps out. That's a visual I've always had about the difference between investing and saving. The power of the saver's saved money has been diminished. Investors are visionaries in some respects. They look beyond the present. They look into the future. If they are clear-sighted in that way, those steps into and out of the bank aren't so scary. They're based on the confidence that the risk involved will be good for everyone. They will be seeing everyone coming out winners. Money is like talent. It doesn't do much good if you keep it to yourself. It has to be developed. It has to be nurtured. It has to be used properly. It takes time, work, and patience. Investing requires responsibility, and ongoing responsibility. Saving doesn't. Investing isn't for everyone, but it's like any skill. Once you try it and learn about the results, it can be surprisingly exciting. Most of you know me well enough by now to know that I like adventures, but I'm not a thrill seeker when it comes to finances, and it's best if you're not either. However, avoiding what could radically alter your life in a beneficial way is not the best choice. Fear is one of the differences between a saver and an investor. Savers are still living within the realm of fear. Investors have conquered that fear and are reaping the rewards. Focus on what fears you are dealing with and then deal with them. When I was starting out and had just moved to Manhattan, the real estate market had cooled off to the extent that, for the first time, people were talking about the city going bankrupt. This fear led to more fear, and citizens started to lose confidence in the city. It wasn't a great environment to be in if you were an up-and-coming real estate developer. But I saw the problem as a great opportunity, because to me, Manhattan was the center of the world, and I was going to be part of that world, no matter what the current, and in my mind, temporary, financial crisis might be. So this particular fear really served to fuel my ambition and courage, not undermine it. That is the time I started to think about an enormous piece of property along the Hudson River, 100 acres of riverfront property that was undeveloped. A financial crisis didn't interfere with my dreams, and I didn't shelve my ideas for a better time or a less rainy day. The point is, I invested time and developed my ideas despite the situation. I didn't table my plan or wait until conditions were perfect. Savers wait for a long time, which often means they will miss out on opportunities. You may not have the money at the moment, and conditions may not be ideal, but that doesn't mean your mind can't be working on your ideas and paving the way to a better future. Things are rarely perfect, and having an active investor mind will keep you prepared and ready for the opportunities that will surface. Give investing a chance in the most comprehensive way you can. Look for opportunities in every climate. That's leverage.